Happy 4th of July, everybody. Like many of you, Michelle, Sasha, Malia, and I are going to spend the day outdoors, grilling burgers, hot dogs, watching the fireworks with our family and friends. It's also Malia's birthday, which always makes the 4th extra fun for us. As always, we've invited some very special guests to our backyard barbecue, several hundred members of our military and their families. On this most American of holidays, we remember that all who serve here at home and overseas represent what today's all about. And we remember that their families serve too. We are so grateful for their service and for their sacrifice. We remember as well that this is the day when, 239 years ago, our founding patriots declared our independence, proclaiming that all of us are created equal, endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, including the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. A couple of centuries later, we've made ourselves into a big, bold, dynamic, and diverse country. We're of all races, we come from all places, we practice all faiths, and believe in all sorts of different ideas. But our allegiance to this declaration, this idea, is the creed that binds us together. It's what, out of many, makes us one. And it's been the work of each successive generation to keep this founding creed safe, by making sure its words apply to every single American. Folks have fought, marched, protested, even died for that endeavor, proving that as Americans, our destiny is not written for us but by us. We honor those heroes today. We honor everyone who continually strives to make this country a better, stronger, more inclusive, more hopeful place. And we, the people, pledge to make their task our own, to secure the promise of our founding words for our own children and our children's children. And finally, what better weekend than this to cheer on Team USA? Good luck to the U.S. Women's National Team in the World Cup final. Thanks, everybody. From my family to yours, have a safe and happy 4th of July.